Didi, are you still on hold? I was supposed to call my dad back like 2 hours ago.
Oh, yeah, he clicked on. He said call him as soon as you get a chance. He's at Fundy's.
What's Fundy's?
Oh, yeah, that's the word I use when I can't remember the real thing.
Okay, hang up. That's it. Come on.
No, Rachel, that's what they want me to do. My warranty expires tomorrow. If I don't get through, they're not going to fix my crappy broken phone for free. We cannot let them win. It's us versus them.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Listen, I got to double check the tickets tonight. Who got one?
I have one.
I need two. I'm bringing Pete. My boyfriend. I have a boyfriend now.
Who it is? Russ? I don't know. I also need two.
Really? Who's number two?
Who's number two? One of the more difficult games sewer workers play. No, it's just this person.
Like a date type of person?
Yeah, kind of. It's this woman from work. I hope that won't be too weird. Will it, Rach?
No, not at all. No, I was actually going to bring someone myself.
But you said one ticket.
I meant me plus one.
Okay, did you guys mean you plus one?
All right, we'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I need Jake.
Oh, hey, you guys are finally going to get to meet Kate.
Oh.
And I borrowed some of your cologne. I hope she likes it.
What are you doing? That's never going to happen. She's seeing somebody.
Yeah, and I don't have any cologne.
Green bottle next to the shaving cream.
Oh, worm medicine for the duck.
Chick to the theater?
Of course not.
Okay, I just wanted them to hear it from somebody else.
Hey, Rach.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
Hey.
So it looks like we're the first ones here.
Yeah, let's play. Bring them here. Woo! This is Rush.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Kaylin.
Okay. I think I'm going to run into the lead.
Okay.
I'll
get her.
Okay.
So, this is awkward.
Yeah?
Well, you know, because Rachel and I used to go out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh. Well, then, this is awkward. So what are you...
I think we're here.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I think you may be in our seats.
No, I don't think so. Can we take a look at your ticket?
Sure. Yep. Yeah, see, this says D13, and...
Oh, well, I thought that,
Yeah, well, that didn't really work out too well for it, did you, idiot?
What are you, a moron? That is D13, okay? Look, you're surrounded by even numbers. Does that give you some clue?
Usher told him.
Oh, well, the usher must be right. What with all the training they go through? Get out! Here!
Hey, man, you want the aisle?
I'm good.
There he is.
So, what'd you think?
Almost as good as his play with the two naked girls on the seesaw.
I wasn't in there.
I know.
Hey, listen, I want you to meet everybody. Everybody, this is Kate.
Excuse me.
Sweetheart. Come.
So that's the girl you like.
Tell me, you're just going to break loose with... It's crazy, okay? He's viciously screamed. They're total strangers. I think he's bad news.
Wait a minute. You don't like the guy Rachel's dating?
Well, that's all right.
Well, hey, Laura. You guys, this is Kate's understudy, Lauren.
Hey, just you look so familiar. Oh, yeah, I ran into you in the hallway in your building. It was right after I slept with Joey. He dumped me the next day. So how'd you guys meet?
Well, the short version is I pursued her for a couple of months. Then I gave her a check for $20,000, and she was mine.
Yeah, and in the long version, I dumped him for telling people the short version.
Joey, sweetheart, you were fabulous!
Hey, you guys, this is my agent, Stell.
How do you do? Oh, you two girls were outstanding. Did they have representation?
They weren't in the play.
We're not actors. Oh, what a shame. Because with her face and her chest, I could really put something together.
Could I borrow it?
Hi. Remember me?
Hi. Yeah. Tommy's in line for the bathroom and someone just cut in front of him. I think he's going to snap.
Russ, I'm going to go.
Go? Why?
I don't know. Could be because I don't feel like standing around all night waiting for some guy who may or may not scream.
Well, but Kaylin, you definitely will scream.
Goodbye,
Ross. Uh-oh, what?
Here we go, people. Boxing Day. The Lucille Hotel Theater, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, Joey Tribbiani gives an uneven performance about Mr. Tribbiani is not the worst thing in this production.
Yes!
Kate Miller's awkward and mannered portrayal is laughable. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, aha, there it is. The direction by Marshall Cowman is...
Thank you.
Boys and girls, you've ruined my life. Please, stuff your talentless faces with my mother's crab cake. Excuse me.
Anyone mind if I save this?
Hey. Yeah, where are you?
Thank you for your patience. You're the next caller.
You were the next caller 5 hours ago. You must be going crazy.
Nah, kept myself busy. Okay, yeah, so your stuff in her room and her stuff in your room.
Okay. Fabulous.
Listen, drama critics, they're nothing but people who couldn't make it as actors. You know what you should do?
Become a drama critic.
both your houses.
By the way, he dumped me tonight after he read my review.
Classic.
Yep. You sure know how to pick him, huh? You know I came up far on the slope for this?
I gave up the job, too.
Really? What?
Decline cats. Tell you what. Let me walk you home. We'll stop by every newsstand and burn every copy of their Times and the Post.
And where's the Post?
Oh, you didn't see the Post?
No, you?
No, why?